is a Salcedo family.
This is a demonstration of good for Mac.
Bragging about. Anytime they get excited about something else, we're getting excited about. So that's really, it's awesome. We're going to show a video here in just a second, and it's just going to kind of give you an insight into what military ministry is. And I want to kind of get a culture check. If you're in the military or were military, would you please raise your hand? Would you please stand for me? Thank you all very much. Please be seated. Now, of those of you that raised your hand, how many
this
of you
is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
How many of you hold keeping your hand up, if you didn't put your hand down, were able to go or had the opportunity to go to a military church off base that was able to reach you? Okay, put your hands down. How many of you who didn't raise your hands wish you had?
Yeah.
That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to give our servicemen and women and their spouses and their dependents a chance to be able to have a church home away from home. No doubt many of you already know
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
To go overseas even for the first time. And you get over there and lo and behold, once you get settled, you start putting in your paperwork to get housing and whatever else, and then you get sent some TDY somewhere else and there's your spouse left to handle everything.
Yeah.
New kids, new schools, new everything. And what a blessing it is to have a church home you can go to in that kind of atmosphere. So that's what we're trying to do. And you'll find out more about that in our video. And then after that, my wife will come and she'll sing for us.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac. This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Because we both know the heart down behind the phone. And we didn't even have to look this time. So I do thank you for that. Thank you, sweetheart, for doing that. If you turn your Bibles, please, to the book of 2 Corinthians. While you're turning there, I do want to thank Pastor
this is a demonstration
I want to thank
of Flip for Mac.
The chamber you allowed us to stay in during our time here. It was a comfortable stay. The bed, we slept like rocks. Of course, it helps whenever you've been traveling for 4 days straight, too, I'm sure. But we did enjoy the sleeping arrangements. Everything was great. I'll tell this story in brief. I'm not a real picky person. My wife gets aggravated with me about that. I could sleep in the middle of nowhere and be happy, and I have to think about my family. You understand? And
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
My junior year of college, and I was on. I traveled for, I'm not exaggerating, for almost 72 hours straight. I got on an airplane from Los Angeles, flew to D.C., flew from D.C. to Moscow, went from Moscow by train after an 8-hour layover to Samara. And then took a 3-hour drive to Alexeyevka. And when I finally got there, I was sitting down having good fellowship with the missionary family I was staying with. And they said, "Well, brother, is there anything we can get you?" And I was trying
this
to
this is a demonstration
nice. Honestly,
of
really
Flip for Mac.
I had everything I could ever think of and dream of. And I made a mistake. And I said, "Well, brother," I said, "really all I need, sir, I'll ask for just a bed to sleep on and a hot shower." And their eyes went. Come to find out in Moscow, or in Russia, all over the place, each oblast or each county, I guess you'd say, or state, shuts their hot water off for 1 month out of the year. And that was our month. So I learned to be real content at that one.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
But we're thankful for everything. I say that just to say I'm thankful, you know, for what y'all have done for us. We're just so glad to be here. Your pastor is a good man, and it was a joy to get to meet him finally and to get to talk with him. And to meet him and his wife, just a wonderful thing. If you could, please stand with me, and as we read God's Word, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, look in verse 1 here. This is a passage that God has worked on my heart in and has been working on my heart in for some time now. We went to
this
Okinawa
is a demonstration
for
of Flip for Mac.
I asked God for help. I didn't realize I was working with teens, and it scared me to death. And I said, "God, what do you want me to do? What direction do you want this youth group to take?" And he used this passage to help me. And start with me here in verse 1, and we'll read down through a few verses here. It says, in verse 1, "Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty,
this is not a demonstration of Flipformax,
nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. Oh, that we as Christians would memorize verse 2 of 2 Corinthians chapter 4. It would radically change our lives. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who
this
is
a demonstration
of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Let's pray. Father, we do come to you now this evening and thank you once again.
This
for
is
your
a demonstration
word. We thank
of
you so much
for
the fact that we can turn to your word at any time, Lord, and the encouragement that it brings, the conviction that it brings. God, we ask now that you bless this time, Lord, help me, Lord, use me today. If there's anything in my life, even right now, God, that would hinder your message from coming through, God, I pray that you'd remove it. God, I pray that you'd use your word and use this vessel of clay. And God, that you would help this church today, Father. We do love you, and we do thank you so much again for all that you've done for us. In Jesus' name.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
As believers, we are labeled by several words in the Bible. We are called Christian in Acts 11:26. We are called sheep in John 10:11 and servants in Luke 7:10. However, there is one noun that is often a challenge to me when I read it in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3. And that word that's presented is the word soldier. God calls us soldiers because he has entrusted to us the battle in this life for the souls of men and women,
this
boys
is a demonstration
and girls all over
of Flipformax.
The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this present world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Jesus even prayed in John chapter 17, I pray not that thou shouldst take them out of the world, but that thou shouldst keep them from evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth.
This is a demonstration of Flipformax.
Even so have I also sent them into the world. You realize tonight that if God wanted you just to get saved and that was the end game, you would be gone the moment you prayed. He would just take you out of the glory. But you're left here for a reason. James, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, wrote, ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. So I want to present to you a thought.
This is a demonstration of Flipformax.
God's soldiers for God's service. We're going to look at this passage to see how this relates to this topic tonight. We see, number one, that God is, first of all, enlisting his soldiers. God is enlisting his soldiers. You know, God doesn't draft his army. There's no draft numbers given out. When you accept Christ as your Savior, you get this card sent to you in the mail from heaven, and you open the envelope, and boom, there's your draft card. No, God doesn't do that. No, He wants to enlist his army.
This is a demonstration of
Flipformax. In chapter 4 of 2 Corinthians, as we have received mercy. You know, it didn't say that we were given mercy. It didn't say that we were forced to have mercy. It says we have received mercy. Now, what is he talking about? What is the context of this passage? Well, the Apostle Paul is having to kind of vindicate his ministry just a little bit, and he's talking about the gospel, and he begins to draw a comparison, or rather a contrast, between the law and the gospel. He begins to talk about Moses. He says down here in chapter 3,
who
also made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. Verse 8, how shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious? For if the ministration of condemnation be glory, I mean, think about when Moses was on the mountain, and God's cloud shrouded the mountain, and the people that were in awe of the thunderings and all that was going on the mountain, and how glorious it was when God was giving his law to man.
This is a demonstration
of how much more glorious is what he says here. Is the ministration of the Spirit. Much more than the ministration of righteousness exceed in glory. What he's saying here is, look, when we go and we witness to somebody and we minister to them the Spirit of God, when we go there and we say, here, this is what God has done for you, and they bow their heads and they accept Christ as their Savior and they have a personal relationship with Christ, that is much more glorious than when the law was received. And so he comes down and he says, therefore, see,
this is a demonstration of
ministry, a demonstration of righteousness or of the Spirit. Romans 5, 6 through 10 gives us the truth that we were once the enemies of God. If you're saved tonight, you're not the enemy of God anymore. You're on his side. You're his soldier. You're his child. But if you're not saved tonight, you are the enemy of God. The Bible says there in James chapter 4 that if you are a friend of the world, you're the enemy of God.
This is a demonstration
of flip from that. You are the enemy of God. And as a matter of fact, Jesus told the Pharisees that they do the will of their father, the devil. There's no middle ground here, folks. There's no, I'm taking the gray area, I'm going to be neutral on the stance. No, you're either on the devil's side or on God's side. Do you realize this evening? That just as God has a perfect and designed will for your life, so does the devil. He wants to copy God in every way, shape, or fashion. That's why there'll be an antichrist.
This is a demonstration of flip from that.
He will be indwelled by Satan himself because he's trying to copy Christ. He's trying to take over. And if he does the same thing in your life, he wants to brainwash you and push you and wants to form your life into his image and not God's. He wants you to fulfill his will and his orders. 2 Peter 3:9 says that God is not slack concerning his promises, some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
This is a demonstration
of
flip from that.
And we have God's soldiers, we have those that are allied with the devil, and those that are allied with God, and God says, I'm not willing that any should perish, and so what he does is he sends recruiters. He sends y'all out there to recruit for his army. Talk about how great the commander is, and talk about how wonderful he is, and how much he loves you. Talk about what he's done for you and the scars he has and he's taken. What battles he's faced in your own life. He wants you to be his.
This is a demonstration of flip from that.
But if he's our commander as Christians, if he's our Lord and Savior, then how do we please him? You know, that question is asked. You know, how do we please our good master? How do we please our commander? Well, Jesus gave it very clearly in Matthew chapter 28, 18 through 20. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things.
This is a demonstration of
flip
from that.
And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Very simply, we are to first proclaim the gospel. We are to have local New Testament Baptist churches. We do that because we're supposed to do the next thing. We're supposed to baptize believers. Well, what are you baptizing them into? This is to baptize into your local church body. You also are then to disciple them and then encourage their growth and their walk with God. Now, how does God accomplish these orders? How does God do that? Here he's enlisted his
this
army.
This is a demonstration
but now
of flip from
to employ his soldiers. God does not promise, first of all, service without conflict. Now, there's a lot of military here tonight. And I'm sure I can get this right, and I'm sure y'all help me out, okay? When you all enlisted in the military, I like to walk. Can you all hear me back in the back? Can you hear me? Oh, I can take one of these?
Oh,
on the side. Perfect. I'm sorry, I walk a lot. Is that better? Can you hear me? Okay.
This is a demonstration of flip for Max.
One day, no doubt you took your test and you got... Oh, I have two buttons here. Okay.
There we go. There's power.
All right, so you go in there and you take your test, you know, the ASVAB test and all those things, and you figure out what you're going to do. And they try to make everything that you get, no matter how bad you bomb that test, everything you do is just glorious, right? They're just so excited about you being in the military, and they're so excited about you being in there and helping them keep their paycheck that they're just...
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
Well, you get your stuff, you go home, you get accepted, you get your bags packed together, and then you get on that bus and you're heading out to boot camp. Oh, you're excited. Man, I'm about to serve my country. Oh, I'm about to get in there. I'm about to leave home and leave the rules and leave the responsibilities of home. I'm about to get out to boot camp and be a man or be a woman. I'm going to do this thing. You get there and your whole life gets turned upside down. And you belong to me. There you are. And you begin to have that moment where you put your head between
this
your legs.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
No, of course it's not been like that, right? I mean, surely the drill instructor got on board and he said, "Now, boys, welcome here. We're glad to have you. Let me carry your badge for you.
Now we put them in your bunk, and look, we made your beds all nice, and we even folded you some clothes over here. We're going to get you a nice haircut in a second. And I tell you what, let's go up. Let's go ahead and go to the mess hall. We've got you a steak dinner with potatoes. We got all you can eat. Hey, I tell you what, I know you guys are tired.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
10 o'clock and just kind of roll out of bed, and we'll get... Y'all are laughing like that doesn't make any sense. That's not anything how it was it? You know, the Christian life's the same way. Sometimes we expect God to just be like, well, you're in my family, you're part of my army, just have a great time. That's not how it works. You know, we were so... You know, the Apostle Paul... I didn't write this down, so I'm going to get this wrong. But the Apostle Paul made a very different statement in the fact that he talked about how he lived so hard...
This is a demonstration of flip
the death before he was saved. He wanted to do just as much to live for God after he got saved. I mean, just as much as you live for the world, and as hard after the world you were when you got saved, or before you got saved, why don't we live like that toward God after we get saved? Why don't we live so excited about God and about serving Him and getting involved in His things? But no, we kind of fraternize with the enemy a little bit. Sometimes we
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
See, God promised conflict with the world in James 4:4 and in John 15:1-20. He promised conflict with the old nature in Galatians 5:17 and conflict with the devil in 1 John 3:8. He also places his soldiers at the desired location. Now, I'm sure after boot camp, after you've had your steak dinners and potatoes and you've gained 20 pounds and of fat and you're excited and ready to serve, they also gave you this list of bases.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
You just want to go? Oh, you want to go to Hawaii? Okay. We'll send you there. No? Y'all are in Montana. That's right. I'm sorry. No, I'm not sorry. This is a beautiful country up here. You were given a location. Now, you were told when you were supposed to show up, right? You had to report. If you weren't there, it was bad times. It was bad times. So, God also places...
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
It wasn't an accident that you showed up at this church. You know, it wasn't... God didn't sit up in heaven and just sit back in his chair and go, whoa, they're in Montana. How'd they get there? What are they doing at that church? I didn't look in the Heritage Baptist Church. No, God didn't do that. He's sovereign. He knows where you're going to be. He knows when you're going to be there, and he knows why you're there. And you're there to serve. You see, the clock...
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
The outward and showy gifts. They wanted to speak in tongues, or they wanted to prophesy. They wanted to do all these things. And the Apostle Paul was trying to help them out. Now, pardon me, I've got a crazy imagination. You have to be careful telling me a joke, because I start to picture it. And here's the Apostle Paul, and I'm reading this in my Bible, and it's killing me, because he starts talking about how, you know, the church is the body of Christ. It's the body. And he begins to say, you know, if all were the eyes, where's the smelling? Now, you imagine
this is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
Right? You know, or if all were noses, I mean, just imagine yourself, if the body of Christ was just a bunch of ears, how awkward, you know? Matter of fact, if we didn't have bones and didn't have the joints and the marrow and the tendons, we would be this blob laying there, hoping some other blob would roll by sometime. But that's not how it is in the Christian life. God has a functional body. When we have somebody's body who doesn't work right, we call it...
This is a demonstration of
flip for Mac. The problem in our churches today is we have so many body parts that don't want to act like their body parts that they are, that our churches have become dysfunctional. I don't want to serve in the nursery, Lord. I want to serve as an usher. Or I want to serve as a cooking team member. Or I want to do this or do that. No, Lord, I don't want to serve in the choir. No, I just want to sing solos. No, I don't want to be a deacon. I want to be the assistant pastor. No, I don't want to scrub the toilets, Lord. That's not
this
for me.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
You see where I'm coming from? There's things that everybody has to do something. We have parts of our body that are uncomely parts. We have parts that are hidden inside of our body, our heart. Boy, we don't see our heart, but we're sure glad it's there, don't we? Aren't we? Are you the heartbeat of this ministry? Nobody sees you, but they're sure glad you're there. No, that's what he was talking about. Stop trying to be the one in the limelight all the time. Just find your place of service.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
Your church body becomes dysfunctional. And when your church body becomes dysfunctional for so long, it ceases to exist. God forbid the day that we would ever get a letter while we're overseas
And if Lord willing, we get taken off for support, or if not, I always send a prayer letter. And God forbid we ever get a letter back saying, sorry, we're closing our doors next time. Sorry. Because somebody chose to be dysfunctional. God forbid. God places His...
This is a demonstration of flip from that.
Are you AWOL from service? Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. You look here, and it talks about, you know, serving, and it talks about the ministry he was given, and he says, we have not renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully. He also says down at the bottom of this passage,
this is a demonstration of fruit from
that. Every side, yet not distressed. They are perplexed. He says they were forsaken. He says they've been cast down. He says they have been bearing about the body, in their body, the dying of the Lord Jesus Christ. He talks about their difficulties in this passage. You know what? You know what conflict does? Conflict will either bring out the best or worst in people. In conflict is where our true allegiances will start to show out. You know, when things are great and our church is growing and things are just wonderful,
this is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
But when you have a massive rotation and all of a sudden all the deacons and Sunday school teachers leave and they need Sunday school teachers, where's your allegiances lie? You know, if I ask Pastor, I'll ask him real quick here. Pastor, you don't need any help in the ministry here, do you? I mean, there's no places for service, are there? No. Surely not. No. I'm sure you could get a list. Yeah, there we go. I'm sure if you guys made it, I'm sure if everybody here...
This is a demonstration
of
flip for Mac.
Because there's something that needs to be done. And he can't do it all. The deacons can't do it all. Somebody has to step up. I was talking to another drill instructor recently. He was retired. And he told me this story that impacted his life in a huge way. And he talked about conflict. And he had this guy that got in there. And he said from day one, you could tell the guy was trouble. He said, you just learn to read people. And you know that they're trouble. He says they
this is a demonstration of flip from
that.
They've
got to break it down to a certain point before they can start building you up. Because they know in their heart and mind that if they don't break your will and your spirit so that it will be, so it's moldable, that when distress comes, when fights happen, when battles are happening, and the smoke's flying everywhere, and there's bullets hazing, and everything's going on everywhere, you have to be able to obey orders. Because conflict will show whether you're a hero or a coward. And
this is a demonstration
a
of flip for Mac.
They're not mean to these guys just because they like to be mean. Well, maybe some of them do. But their main goal, their main emphasis, and their main heart is to know that your life is on the line. They're responsible for what you do in those moments. You know what? This kid, he was having trouble, and he said, you know, my heart went out to him because I could just see him, you know, going out there and getting himself killed. Well, this guy, his dad...
This is a demonstration
of
flip for Mac.
All this stuff. And he said he got so tired of being grinded on and grinded on that he sent a letter to his dad, wrote him and said, I don't care what you have to do. Just get me out of here. Get me out of here. Write a letter to whatever senator you need to, but I want to be put at a duty station and out of this place. Well, his dad got the letter. His dad called the drill instructor. Sent the letter back to the drill instructor. And he said,
this is a demonstration
of
flip for Mac.
Tears over the phone. My boy has never finished anything in his life. When conflict comes, when he just gives up, he quits, do not lose him. Whatever you have to do, do not lose him. Well, they called him in. Have a seat, son. Do you recognize this letter or this handwriting? It's the recruit's father, sir. Do you recognize this handwriting?
This is a demonstration of flip from Mac.
Eyes just big around. Knows he's in trouble. The other DIs are standing there, and he reads the letter. And as he reads the letter from his father, tears begin to pour down his face. He begins to realize the disappointment that he had been to his father. The other DIs get in there and they start the surround sound. The kid's on the floor in tears, weeping. They picked him up.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
And they finally were able to get him in a push-up position. And he did push-ups and did push-ups and did push-ups and did push-ups and did push-ups until his arms fell out. They got him up, got him back to his bunk, and you know what? He was the best recruit this DI had ever seen. Why? Because he had conflict. Somebody cared enough in that conflict to love on him, cared enough to be hard on him, and cared enough to see him grow.
This is a demonstration of flip from
that. Not always the easiest to hear. Sometimes it hurts. Sometimes you'll hear preaching, or you'll have a brother or sister come to you and say, you know, I'm not trying to pick in your business, but I just saw this, and I just need to know, is everything okay? They love you, and they want to help you, because when conflict comes, your allegiances will show. We have to win the lost. That is our end game. That is our command from our Father. But it will.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
God is giving us this direct command. He wants us to win the lost. He wants to do it through our prayers. The Bible says, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. How many tears have you shed for a soul? Boy, no doubt there was a lot of joy this morning when Miss Mary came forward and got
this
saved.
This is a demonstration of flip
for
Mac.
Who led her to the Lord this morning? Are you here this evening? It brought joy in your heart, didn't it? When you bring the fruit, it's rejoicing. How much more rejoicing was when the waters got stirred? How many churches do we have that their waters hardly ever get stirred? They become a Christmas closet, if you will. And they've lost their joy because they're not bringing their sheaves with them. We are to win the lost through our lifestyle.
This is a demonstration of flip from that.
Verse 2, it says, by manifestation of the truth. You get what that means? It means that your life is a direct manifestation of God's truth in you. That the Lord Jesus Christ is supposed to be so involved and inculcated in your life that when people walk around you, they see it. It's a manifestation of the truth that's in you. Commending ourselves or presenting ourselves before every man's conscience.
This is a demonstration of flip from
that. You know, we have this mentality in our Christian lives that it doesn't matter anybody else thinks. The Bible says no man lives unto himself and no man dies unto himself. Just because you think that you have a liberty to do what you want to do does not mean that you are free from the conscience of every man. Somebody's out there watching you, reading you as a Bible for the first time. The notion is that we present the gospel and live out the gospel in a way that does
this
not
is a demonstration
from what Christ
a flip
has
from
done
that.
On the cross. But rather it amplifies it. It should be obvious that what God is doing in our lives and through our lives. Now this is a big job. Taking the gospel around the world requires a lot of prayer, it requires time, and it requires resources. However, we can acquire all of these things, we can be given all the resources physically and fail to carry out the mission. I'll give you an example of this, a real quick one. Pastor, I need to be done. I'm sorry. I need to ask this question. Okay.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
Over in the Philippines, in South Korea. And I happen to know one of the guys who's in charge of logistics and getting all the supplies there. And they didn't expect it to snow. And so they got all the stuff there. They got everybody there. And they had everything good until it snowed. Then the command tent was falling in. And everybody's tents were too cold, and they didn't have the right sleeping bags, and they didn't have the right gear. They weren't properly prepared. See,
this is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
But it was the wrong equipment. As the soldiers of the Lord, He is enlisting us, He is employing us, but He is also properly equipping us. God equips His army. You know, we see the power in our protection. God refers to the armor of God in Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 13. We are given armor, and the only piece we're not given is a backplate, because we're not supposed to be in retreat.
This is a demonstration of flip from Mac.
The Bible says, having done all to stand, either we are progressing or we are standing and holding, but we are never retreating. Now, why has the devil got us on the run today? I don't try to get on a soapbox and I preach at churches as a missionary. That's not my job. And I know Pastor appreciates that because that leaves carnage later. But in all honesty, folks, there are so many things and so many topics that we could talk about. Thinking of music and dress.
This is a demonstration
leisure,
of flip for Mac.
Hobbies, lifestyles. All these things that I'm going to leave this spot, okay? I'll just leave it here, okay?
The Bible says that just Lot vexed his righteous soul day to day. Now, how did he do that?
I'm going to get to it real quick here. I apologize. I don't want to mess this up because this verse has been a huge.
This is a demonstration of flip for Max.
If I can find it, it's in Titus, I believe, or Peter. No, it's in Peter. Second Peter. There it is. And delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. Now get this in verse 8 of chapter 2 of 2 Peter. For that righteous man, he was a saved man, dwelling among them in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with
this is a demonstration.
It does not say that Lot took a part in these unlawful deeds. It says that he just sat there amongst them and took it all in seeing and hearing. What in your house is the seeing and hearing? What in your car is the seeing and hearing? What on your iPod is the seeing and hearing? Because it wasn't the doing that messed Lot up. It wasn't the doing that lost his wife. It wasn't the doing that took the purity of his two
daughters. This is a demonstration of flip for Max.
It was the seeing and hearing that messed it all up. If we would just present our bodies as a living sacrifice to God and present our bodies, our lifestyles, in the sight of every man's conscience, if we would avoid the seeing and hearing, how much more could our churches be effective? That's just how he's equipping us. He wants to enable us.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
He gives us his power in our prayers. Romans chapter 8, verse 26 says, likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now that's not to say the Spirit comes by and we start talking in some strange gibberish that nobody else understands. That is heretical. That is not right. What this means is there are times when your life becomes so complicated.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
That you just don't know what to say. It's when you get on your knees and you get down and you just say, God, I need you. I need you. You don't always have to know what to say because the Holy Spirit does. You ever have those moments at night where you woke up and somebody's name was on your mind? The Holy Spirit knows where we need to make intercession.
This is a demonstration of flip for Max.
On that billboard. And you start praying for them. I'll give you a perfect illustration. There was a family over in Okinawa with us, and their name was I'm going to mess it up now. I get that where I have it, and I forget it when I want to say it. The Cruises. They were the Cruise family. And there's a stadium in Huntsville, Alabama, that's the Lewis Cruise Stadium. And I drive by that every time I'm
This
every
is
time
a demonstration
that,
of flip for Mac.
I was just praying for them. I don't know if I was supposed to, but there were times when I would drive by that stadium and God would say, you need to pray for this family right now. We're thousands of miles away. But God does that. I drove by another billboard the other day. There was the Farrell Industries. We knew a Farrell family in Okinawa. Pray for them. Sometimes there's things that God brings along your life. Hey, he wants you to pray for somebody. He will put that in you to do that. We see his power in our prayer. We also see his power in our person. For it is God which worketh in you.
This is a demonstration
of
flip from that.
Pleasure. What a powerful verse. What a powerful thought when you meditate on that verse. I mean, think about it. God works in you. Both to have the desire, the will to do, and to carry out his good pleasure. When was the last time that you ever went to your garden shed, pulled out your, pulled out your snow shovel, or pulled out your gloves, or pulled out something and you said, you know what, gloves?
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
You've worked so hard, and I'm going to take you out to dinner tonight. We're going to go to the Applebee's, or we're going to go to the Zaxby's, or even McDonald's for that matter. We're going to go out there, we're going to have a good cheeseburger, I'm going to buy you whatever you want. That sounds ludicrous, doesn't it? It is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. God says, look, I slip you on like a glove. I give you the empowerment to do my will. And then when we get to heaven, what does God do? He rewards us.
This is a demonstration
for just
flip
being
from
an open and empty vessel willing to be used. How humbling. We wouldn't do that to our garden gloves. We wouldn't thank our snow shovel for all the feet of snow it's shoveled. We wouldn't thank our car for driving us miles. We wouldn't do that, but God does that to us. We're in the garden shed, waiting to be used, excited to be used. Don't expect a thing. He says a servant goes out to serve, and
this is a demonstration of flip
for Mac. When he comes in, does the master congratulate him and sit him down and feed him? No. He girds himself as a servant. He goes and he gives his master food. Does what's required. No thank you needed. That's what he was required to do. What are we missing in our responsibilities? The Apostle Paul said, present your body as a living sacrifice, holy unto God, for this is your reasonable service. Reasonable. After all,
this is a demonstration of flip from that.
God enlisted soldiers. How many of you are glad God enlisted you tonight? Say amen. How many of you are glad God has employed you tonight? Not, I mean, I'll talk about secularly. I mean, if you're serving in the church, boy, it brings joy to have a job and to have a ministry. And we're also glad he's equipping his soldiers tonight. As we realize that God is the source of our strength, we will see souls saved, lives changed, and victory gained for the sake of the gospel of
Christ. This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
Just as any war is won by a unified effort, so is the case as we seek to battle for the souls and of men and women around the globe. As you surrender to go to your family, coworker, or friend, as you are active here in your local church, and as you surrender to God's leading in your life to go to the regions beyond, as you give in order for missionaries to be sent around the globe, we work to bring all we can to the saving gospel of Jesus Christ. And we look at our text tonight quickly here as we close.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. And that's what we're talking about here. Verse 5, we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. We're not out there to promote ourselves. We're out to promote Christ and lift him up to everybody who will listen and look. And that's all we can do. And then God gives the power.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
Let's pray. Father, we come to you now and thank you so much for your love for us. We thank you for your goodness to us, Father. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for giving us this ministry, Lord, of giving the gospel. And Father, I do pray now as you work in hearts and lives tonight, God, I pray that during the invitation time that you would, maybe somebody would be stirred to serve you, Lord, that was on the border of doing it. Father, maybe there would be somebody who was avoiding service, Father, that they would finally tonight surrender. And Lord, maybe tonight there's somebody you're trying to enlist.
This is a demonstration of flip
for Mac. They've tried to stay on the devil's side for so long, or maybe they thought they were in neutral ground and didn't realize they were serving the enemy. But God, tonight you want to give them forgiveness of sin and renewal of life. Father, I pray that you please help them tonight to make the right decision, Lord, to come to you. Father, to run to you as you have your arms open wide, and just to come to you pleading for forgiveness and mercy. Father, we do love you, Lord, and thank you so much for your love for us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Pastor?